Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Can you hear me, JB?
I can. Where are you? You're calling from Beijing?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little interesting, so I wanted to call and let you know the internet thing's working just fine.
So you have to be my longest distance listener then if you're calling from Beijing, China.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can tell you is the price of gas out here is a little bit more expensive than home.
Really? Really? How much?
It's around $4.40.
$4.40? Yeah, yeah. And Paul Sullivan's sitting here, and his big question is, what time is it there?
Yeah, what time is it there?
12 hours ahead of you. This is Saturday evening.
Oh, 10 o'clock Saturday night.
Well, I hate for you to be burning up your company Skype credit card or wherever you use to call us. So
the internet calls are free.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's marvelous.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to say hello and wish you all the best, and I'll let you know that you can all thank Al Gore for the internet again.
All right, Bob. Take care. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
All I can remember is when I went to Aruba on my honeymoon a couple years ago. You know, we called home, and there was like a five-second delay between what you would say.
Yeah.
He's in China, and we're hearing him like,
I know.
In the next room.
I know.
Well, of course, we're taking his word for it, too.
I know he's in China.
Okay.
I absolutely know he's in China. So
that's amazing.
He's a neighbor. He's a Cape Cod neighbor of mine, and he works for a company called FM Global. And he travels a fair amount. I know he was going to Asia, so... He sent me an email last night and said, I'll be listening. And I emailed him back. I said, well, you are certainly the most long-distance listener as far as I know. Up until this was Naples, Florida or Arizona or something.
Really.
So, yeah. So Beijing, China has got to be a record. So.
Well, here's the only Chinese I know, Gong Hei Fat Choy.
Which means?
Happy New Year.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I can go with that one. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I'm all confused now, having somebody from China. One of the things that Chevrolet wants to do coming up is they would like to have a modestly priced rear-wheel drive sporty car. According to General Motors, they said a really nice, light rear-wheel drive car that's also inexpensive. We know that rings a bell, according to GM President. That'd be a huge win for us. It's not on the drawing board now, but GM tipped his hand to the idea that the 2012 Detroit Auto Show concept could come back. Really strong feedback on the concept from young people reinforced the desire to add some fun at the low end of the Chevy lineup. At the time, GM executives envisioned pricing this car in the low to mid-20s. And what bothers me about that is, they consider that an affordable car now, low to mid-20s.
Yeah,
I guess the average transaction price now is in the high 20s to low 30s. And I remember when $32,000 kicked in the luxury tax.
Yeah.
And now they're all getting expensive. So it's getting you have any thoughts about buying a new car?
And the thought is, no, my car was running fine.
It's running fine, exactly.
My 11-year-old Jeep is running fine.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you are a lot like the rest of the people on the road today. The average car on the road, SUVs, like your Jeep, is 11 years old. The average car on the road is just over 10. People are keeping cars longer. They have to do actually less maintenance to them. They're performing better than they ever have.
Yeah.
A car with 100,000 miles 10 or 15 years ago was considered almost worn out. A car with 100,000 miles on it now has 100,000 miles of life left in it. And people don't really think, you know, that's an old car anymore. So,
well, I did have to put air in the tires this morning.
Yeah, that happens from time to time, yeah.
You know what this is?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I know it's radio, folks.
It's a record.
It's a record.
It's a 33 and a third. And it actually looks extra thick.
Yeah, it probably is. It's probably first generation.
Yeah.
The only reason I ask is because I had one in a classroom the other day with my five-year-olds. And I did the same thing. I said, you guys know what this is? Yeah, it's an old CD.
Yeah.
There you go.
So for the Irish Hit Parade coming up next,
we're going to play a lot of old CDs.
You're going to play a lot of old CDs, are you? So
no, it's Mother's Day weekend. So
that's right. That's right.
A stack of Mother's Day songs.
I'm sure
the Irish love their moms.
They certainly do. They certainly do. In fact, I was with Bob from Beijing We'll just call him Bob from Beijing now.
Okay. It has a ring to it.
at an Irish pub down the Cape on Route 28 in Dennis, O'Shea's, where Boston's Aaron